attempt at reassurance. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. EPA Administrator Michael Regan traveled to East Palestine, Ohio today, the site of a train derailment and controlled chemical release earlier this month, as residents continue to complain of health issues.
For those areas that we have deemed safe, we believe that because the science and the data proves that. But that is not to discount any experience that any resident is having. So if they're having those experiences, please seek medical help and please notify local health agencies.
People who live in the town say they're getting headaches, skin rashes, and other ailments. This man spoke with Fox's Jesse Waters. He wants to hear from Norfolk Southern Railroad.
If you're truly passionate about helping something that you did wrong, then you take every opportunity to show face and make it right.
The town held an informational meeting last night, but railroad representatives declined to show up, citing concerns for their personal safety. An Arizona appeals court tossing out the latest legal challenge to the state's gubernatorial election results.
The Arizona Court of Appeals rejecting Carrie Lake's challenge of her defeat in the state's governor's race to Democrat Katie Hobbs. In Thursday's ruling, the court writing Lake presented no evidence that voters whose ballots were unreadable by tabulators at polling places were not able to vote, even pointing out Lake's witness acknowledged that ballots that couldn't be initially read were ultimately counted. Lake, among the most vocal proponents of election fraud in the 2020 presidential race, has been claiming misconduct since losing to Katie Hobbs by just over 17,000 votes. Hobbs was sworn in as Arizona's governor last month. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A power outage at Terminal 1 at New York's JFK Airport. The issue reportedly won't be resolved until tomorrow afternoon at the earliest. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Jurors learn more about the crime scene as the double murder trial of South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh continues.
Double murder defendant Alec Murdaugh was visibly upset in the courtroom as crime scene reconstruction expert Kenny Kinsey described shotgun injuries his son Paul sustained the night he and his mother were killed.
Over 20-something entrances and exits. I believe it would have hurt him. I believe he would have been in pain. And I believe he would have been somewhat affected. And the reason I believe that is because I've got the 90-degree blood drops moving really, really slow.
Dr. Kinsey says Paul and Maggie Murdaugh were shot at close range, but the evidence suggests their injuries could not have been self-inflicted. The defense argues investigators have no direct evidence linking their client to the June 2021 murders. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Vice President Kamala Harris set to join the leaders of France, Germany, the UK, and others tomorrow at a security conference in Germany to discuss the next steps in supporting Ukraine. Economists are looking for signs of inflation retreating.
Inflation at the wholesale level did moderate in January, but not as much as economists were predicting. The producer price index rose at a 0.7% pace, with a more modest 6% increase in the year ending last month. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, rose at a 5.4% pace. Also, the labor market continues to hold up. There were 194,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week. It's a decline and a sign that companies are still holding on to staff. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Ryan Seacrest says he's leaving his daily talk show Live with Kelly and Ryan, writing on Instagram. He stayed longer than he expected, but he stayed on because of Kelly Ripa. He'll be replaced by Ripa's husband, actor Mark Consuelos. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.